Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sisters United. Yes, good morning, and good morning again. Yes. All right, Glory, how are you doing? Tell us what's going on with you. How's everything been going since last week?
Well, I'm good. I'm grateful to still be alive. I'm actually excited about today. I don't know why, but I guess I don't have a reason to be excited. I'm grateful just to be alive.
So, I know that's right.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, y'all? We got some exciting topics we're going to talk about today. I am equally excited. I know what Gloria is talking about, because sometimes I wake up and just be like, "Ooh." You know, because God is so good. So
right.
I tell y'all what, keep it locked right here. We will be right back. Okay? Okay. Oh, yeah. And share it with somebody.
Holding on, Jackie. You better believe I'm holding on, Jackie. Holding on. You better believe I'm.
We back. Couple of things before we dive in today. Okay. I haven't heard any more news about DMX. Okay. DMX, for those, most people know, if you're on Instagram, Facebook, DMX is on life support. He's on life support for a heart attack. They say a heart attack, but, you know, they got rumors about drug abuse and all of these different things, you know, drug overdose. But nevertheless, we want to make sure that we keep him lifted up in prayer. I haven't heard anything. If anybody has, we do have a comment section, and you can let us know that, you know, what you heard, because, you know, we would love to know. All right. For our comments, in our comment section, please make sure you give StreamYard permission so that you, when you leave a comment, we know who you are, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So now, let's see, what else? Oh, you know we always go into a game of would you rather, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that. Let's see what question. Glory, go ahead and talk to him right quick. Let me deal with something.
Okay. What's been going on, y'all? It is another Wednesday for another day to live life. You know what? Today I'm excited because I woke up and I didn't wake up how I went to sleep. So I'm grateful that I woke up still, you know, with this energy, you know, to be positive, another day to pursue my dreams. So, man, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful.
Amen. I am. Listen, I'm grateful as well. I was just talking to one of my friends about life and about not taking things for granted.
Right.
And sometimes we get so caught up with making other people happy too. We are a miserable wreck, you know, and we get so caught up with what people think about us or what people are going to say about us till we miss out on years of our life, you know, enjoying it anyway.
Right.
And I think that in 2021, a lot of people need to make the decision, hey, I'm going to live my life. I'm going to live it and live it to the fullest, you know, and not make people a determining factor on if I'm happy or not, you know, or if I, you know, even looking around at the things that we have, the things that we may have lost, but where we are right now, you know, we should just, I mean, I'm excited. I'm happy, you know, because just recently, Gloria, I had to make a decision, you know, personally. Okay, Janice, are you going to be you, or are you going to be what everybody thinks you should be? Are you going to pass it the way God showed you to pass, or are you going to pass it the way every other pastor? You know, it's just different things that God brought to my, put on my plate for me to really deal with, you know. And one of them was people's opinion. And it's not people like on Facebook. It was just in our personal lives, you know, folk we let in our heart, folk that we listen to and take advice from, you know, and we take it as that's what it is. But God had to show me, he said, I need you to trust me in everything. And it's some things, you can't share with everybody. Some things you can't discuss with everybody. People are going to question why you do it. People are going to question, well, is that God? Well, you got to really, really trust God when it comes to your own life. You have to really trust God and see what God wants to take you, what he wants to say to you, what he wants you to do, you know? But ultimately, he desires for us to find joy in this life.
Right.
You know? People get mad at what I'm about to say. Being married, you have to make sure, you take care of your spouse, but you have to make sure you take care of you as well. You know, sometimes people are so caught up with taking care of their spouse and then their spouse is really unappreciative. Just be real. Unappreciative and has beat you down firmly, and you don't know what to do with yourself. You lose yourself. So you have to, it's kind of like digging, asking God to get you up out of that ditch of despair and asking God to revitalize or renew your spirit, you know, so that you can function as who you really are.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
I agree with you. I totally agree with self. You got to take care of yourself, man. Like in a marriage, it is very difficult to support each other if you support more than the other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is very difficult. I'm not talking about financially support. I'm talking about mental support. Yeah. Physical support, emotionally support, all of them, you know, financially support, you know what I'm saying? It take a lot of work to support each other and, you know, finances, but how are you taking care of each other mentally?
Mentally, that's right.
How are you encouraging your partner mentally and spiritually to continue to be able to come together as one? I was telling my husband last night, I was like, the head of the household has to be strong, because what the head do, the others follow. The household follows what the head do. If the head weak, then the household weak. A house divided against itself can't stand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's so true. If you build something on a weak foundation, then it's not solid. Yeah. So it is very important that if you see something lacking in your spouse, it is your duty to make sure that need is fulfilled.
But you're so right. Because, and I'm going to dive into that, to the part you were talking about that encouragement. And because I want to say this, it's a lot of heads of households, let me say it like that, that treat the person that they married or that agreed to marry them as though they are lower than them, or though they are hired help, or though you have to do this because you are my spouse, or and when they say words of disappointment to their spouse, you know, you got to realize too that that person has let you into an intimate relationship with them.
Right.
What you say out of your mouth to your spouse could utterly destroy your spouse.
Right.
It could destroy him as a person. And you'll be so mad and frustrated because you don't understand why is this not the person, the same person you married.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you what happened. What happened was you got so comfortable with having someone right there to put up with all of your stuff till you forgot to be them. Just like that, you are putting up with their stuff, they're putting up with your stuff. And you get to talking, you just trifling, because it's some, let's talk about these couples in Christ, okay? It's some husbands shushing wives, it's some husbands talking crazy to them. In the name of Jesus, it's some marriages, it's some women going through. It's some men going through where their wife talking to them and telling them they ain't nothing and they sorry. And you have to be careful what you say to that your life partner. You have to be
your
careful.
Wife.
This person,
Queenie, your life partner. Because
I'm going to tell you,
you got to speak on that.
Let me help you with something. They don't have to be with you. I'm going to say it again, because somebody thinks just because they are saved that they have to be with you. They don't have to be with you. They don't have to be with you, okay? And so you have to, at all times, treat this person as a gift instead of treating them as they just are there for you to talk to and handle however you want to handle them, you know? And that's not it. God does not reward foolishness. I'm going to tell you right now. He's not going to reward that. If you're the head of the household and you're doing this, you know what you're doing? You're tearing down your own house. You know, it goes back to what Gloria said about a house divided. You are bringing a division in your own house. If you tell your wife she ain't nothing, what you think you are? Because you won. If you tell your wife, oh, you sorry, oh, you don't do this, oh, look at you, you're raggedy, what do you think you are? Because the Bible told the husband to treat the wife as you treat yourself. So if you treat me jacked up, then you must be jacked up. I'm just saying, can we just get real?
Because you are what you're speaking.
You are what you're speaking. This is your household. This is, you know, you want your wife to be better, then give her the tools to be better. You want your husband to be better, then make sure that he has access to the tools to be better. But guess what? I'm your cheerleader and you my cheerleader. But if you decide that your frustration and your selfishness is greater than this person, guess what? You're going to kill God. Let me tell y'all something. I've seen God remove a wife and put her with somebody else. I've seen it. I've seen God split up some stuff. Come on, hallelujah. I'm just trying to help somebody because we take for granted the people in our lives and we think, oh, she got it, she has to be with me, I'm her husband. Mm-hmm. He has to be with me, I'm his wife, I can handle him any kind of way, he'll go right to work and somebody else will talk to him like he's a king, somebody else will talk to her like she is a queen of, you know, like, look,
it just takes one conversation.
One conversation.
To change a woman mindset, to change them, it just takes one conversation. Like you said, this is your life partner, which means that everything that comes out your mouth, you know what I'm saying, it has to be life.
It has to be life. Look, and then I hear people say, well, this is tough love, and I have to, if can't nobody tell me about myself, my husband can, but you have to watch how you deliver that package.
Right.
Can I just say that? You got to watch. If you bring me a gift and it's packaged in a garbage bag. It's packaged. It smells bad. Come on. Oh, but you're telling me it's a gift. Oh, I'm not trying to deal with that. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to. Come on, I'm going to reject it. Right? Then we like to say, well, you just never know what's in it. It could be paid. No, 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 no. The Bible say, by love and kindness have I drawn thee. He didn't tell us to handle people any kind of way. He didn't look. We are trying to handle people like, oh, you can't handle the truth. No, it ain't that I can't handle the truth. I can't handle the way you bringing it to me. You need to change your approach.
That's it. Change your approach. Speak to me. Act towards me how you want me to act towards you.
Boy, oh, come on. Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? Encourage me how you want me to encourage you. Help me how you want me to help you. It's a constant exchange in a marriage because we are one. So if you're not pouring into me, how can I pour into you? If my cup is running empty because I'm pouring everything into you, what exactly do you expect for me to give you?
Yeah, yeah. Look at this comment. Listen to this comment. If you treat your spouse kindly, it will come back to you. Beware of that little pink piece of flannel between your lips. Hey, man, be careful. Because let me tell you what the Bible says. Y'all know I love to talk about it. It says the tongue is a ready writer. Y'all thought I was going to say that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. But it also reads that the tongue is a ready writer.
Yeah.
What am I saying? Everything you say has a right to come to pass. Mm-hmm. It's like writing a book. Everything you say is like writing a book. And we have to understand, let's just get spiritual right quick, that the devil is the prince of the air. Anything spoken into the air that's negative, he can take it and run with it because you have given him the authority to do so.
It's going to manifest.
That's right. It's going to manifest itself. Why he's the prince of the air. Let's look at this next comment. If the head is wrong, the tail is most likely certainly going to be. Okay. Man. Okay. So what I want to say about that, the Bible says that, and just hear me out. It says that when you cheat on your spouse, it causes the other spouse to cheat. A lot of times we don't realize it. Say if you commit adultery, you cause the wife to commit adultery. That's not saying that the wife goes out there and commit adultery. It's saying that you two are one. And when you go and lay down with somebody else, all them soul ties and spirits and all that stuff you bring back to your wife. Then when your wife or your husband cheat, you done cheated. Now your husband, your wife, or husband cheated, you know, and now all of a sudden you feel mad because they cheated. No, you got to understand, you're the head of the household or you are part of the household. You brought the spirit into the home, okay? Just want to address that, okay? But again, talking on encouragement and building up one another, we have to be more aware of what we say and how we handle each other. You want your marriage to last. Maybe your marriage right now is in ruin. Maybe you're that person that has to be right. You that person that got to get the last word. You don't know how much damage you're causing, okay? You need to rewind the tape and you need to remember that you are friends. Like we talked about earlier, remember that you are partners. Remember that this thing was built by the both of you. It wasn't built by one person. Somebody put, look, both people put in on it. All I'm saying. All I'm saying. Hey, Rita.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, girl. We done got into a whole discussion on this verbal abuse, emotional abuse in relationships and domestic violence. I will get into that.
Oh, okay.
Disclaimer right quick. Disclaimer. If he is beating you upside your head, leave. there is no marriage. If he, a lot of people say, well, you can't say that. He just needs to get some help. No, listen. If he's putting his hands on you, get out of there. Get out of there.
Quickly.
Get out of there. I'm telling you, there's not a place for you to be. You can't, there is no reasoning behind it for you to stay there. Get out of it. Well, I love him and he just frustrated because he don't have a job right now. So you're going to let him kill you because he don't have a job. Get out of there. Get out of there. All right. So Rita, what's been going on with you? Talk to us.
Just working, building, as usual. That's about it right now. So, yeah. But about the topic, did y'all see the Derrick Jackson issue?
Oh my God, that's what I wanted to talk about.
That was circling Facebook, and I kind of goes in with this topic.
Ooh. Girl,
Derrick Jackson, the dark skinned dude.
Yeah,
he was like a relationship empowerment guy, or whatever.
Yeah,
he did relationship advice and videos, and he got like over 3 million followers.
Yeah,
and he, I guess about a year ago, they went through some issues where he had did infidelity in a relationship, and he came out with a book. Like he's an author; he have several books out or whatever. And he always giving advice into relationships and to the guys or whatever. And it came out that he had, committed adultery, as what we would say in church world. And he had wrote a book about it. And his audience just now seeing or just now finding out what took place. How he had cheated several times in a relationship and is just now hitting, like social media. However, they have went through all the whole nine yards or whatever in the relationship, the trust issues and everything that they had to go through to work towards healing. And so now everybody is circling Facebook. Well, it's kind of calmed down some now, but it was like last week or so, where everybody was talking about it and was talking about the wife because some people feel as though she using, some people feel as though if she, that she's using religion to stay in the relationship. Cause she's like going to war because everybody kind of going at her, but because of what he did and feel like she should leave the relationship. And though she did admit that she left and that, she left for a while so he can get himself together. And then she said, when she seen that he was changing, that she came back and, she decided to work on her marriage and reconcile back to her husband. It's a lot to the story because she made like several videos like people coming against her. And it's like people not really. Well, my thing is, people put people on a pedestal. Like, they put the man on a pedestal. At the end of the day, he human. Period. And I don't care what type of title you carry. You're human. And on that type of platform, women gonna throw themselves at you. They don't care. People trifling these days. They don't care. They would throw themselves. And if you're not strong enough to overpower temptation, and especially when you're a leader and you talk about these things, you're gonna be the first target. The enemy going to target you because you have this platform and, you speak about these things. So guess what? You're going to be tried by those same words that you speak. So, he failed the test. Now, to me personally, the only reason why is because this thing happened every day, all day, every day. And the only reason why is at this level, because he have a platform. My thing is, that's her business if she want to work on her marriage, whether she feel like, because the Bible says she can get away from that law because it's infidelity. But nevertheless, if she decides to work on her marriage and reconcile, the world don't have to know. And the world, you don't have to sleep with that man at the end of the day. You don't have to live with that man at the end of the day. She does. And if she chooses to stay in her marriage and work on her marriage, that's her business. But
okay, I want to say something. when the stuff hit the fan, what he shouldn't have done was bring his wife on a live video. That's the problem. First of all, he talked about John Gray, right? He was in everybody's business. And let's be honest. It said, the Bible said, don't judge, lest ye be judged, period. So I understand what she's doing, but he should have protected his wife and not brought her on there at all, period. Now she done got caught up in that whole little situation, and now she feel like she got to explain something. She don't have to explain nothing. If she choose to stay with him, that's her business. If she choose to leave, that's her business.
Right.
What has happened is he brought her in, and it took the attention off of him and it transferred it to her. You see what I'm saying? Everybody was talking about her bonnet. Everybody was talking about how she looked. Everybody was talking about this lady said to her, blink once if he's abusing. Blink once. Say she was posted on that. I watched so many different videos on it, and the only thing I could think of was, why did he put his wife on that video? He did that and it exposed him publicly, and he should have got on there himself publicly and said what he needed to say. But he shouldn't have.
She wanted to be on there because she felt like she needed to be secure in on social media. She wanted social media to know, okay, you know how women, like, we want proof that if I'm it, then let's show the world that I'm it. You know what I'm saying? If I'm it, and if you're done cheating, let's show the world. Let's show all your fans that I'm done. You know what I'm saying? So she wanted to be on that video. I'm pretty sure he didn't want her on there, but I can guarantee you that and behind closed doors, behind the scenes, she like, okay, we finna go live. We finna let the world know that, you know, we gonna work our marriage out. We gonna let all the little hood rats know that me and you, we back together. We gonna work it out.
You're right. It's so many different scenarios that it could have been. But to me, when I watched that video, it looked like she did not want to be on that video. It looked like her bags were packed at the door. Yeah. And he said, hold on, wait a minute. I'll go in here and I'll say whatever I need to say.
Yeah.
You know, I promise you, it looked like she didn't want to be on there, and he was trying to do anything to save his marriage and his little career at the same time. Right. My thing was, if they were genuine, he wouldn't have brought his wife on there. I don't care if she begged him to get on. She could have went on her own profile and did it. My thing was, why would he open up his whole house like that by putting his wife, or by letting her, or whatever, allow her, however it went, to get on there?
What if it ain't even true? What if they plotted for him to get more viewers? They plotted as if he did cheat, so they can get the audience that he probably look. No, this is for real. This is how people make money on social media. Yep. They make stuff up. You know what I'm saying? Yep. To make it look like he cheated. But what if he ain't never even cheated?
Exactly.
Exactly. I don't know.
It's
social media. Like, you can't believe everything you see nowadays.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, you know.
Just saying.
Look, I promise you that he's going to come out with another book. I promise you.
He just came out with that book.
God.
Literally just failed. Came out talking about something about healing or something like after something. So much is supposed to have been healing like after infidelity or something like that. That's not the name of the book. But just to sum it up, it's basically like going, you know, moving forward with your marriage after infidelity or healing, the healing process or whatever. Yeah. So that's, I think that's how people started finding out everything because he wrote about it. And so that's when people really started flipping out and somehow hit social media. And I agree with you, like she shouldn't even have to explain herself. Like she not the one need to be explaining nothing. Like exactly. But she did admit that she wanted to be on the video. She's mm-hmm. like she wanted to be in the video. But it's just so crazy that you get on the video, like Quentin was saying, like he opened all his can of worms, you just sitting there like I think one of the comments is like, yeah, that would have been a video going wrong. Like, how you just open your whole can of worms in front of everybody? Also, 3 million people. Like,
I'm telling you, he had to expose himself. That's what it was. He needed to expose himself in front of everybody. And she probably couldn't handle it just sitting there listening to it and then reading the comments. The comments just on the screen. So she probably focus on what he's saying in the comments, like, oh, you need to leave this nigga. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these comments.
But you know what?
Them comments wasn't that nice.
whoever these ladies are that he has been with, you got it, like Rita said, you have a lot of temptation. But as many women as he was with, I don't think it was temptation. I think it could have been that he was already that person. It could, because the way he was doing stuff, come on, you couldn't have just all of a sudden got an urge. You, your shirts be tight on the video. You're married. Your shirts tight on the video. I watched the video. He always irritated me because he always had something to say about something. You know, whatever. You know, but
he was down there doing infidelity.
Yeah, he was doing everything he was talking about.
Book. Like you were talking about his book. He wrote the script in his book. And it's just like, he's nothing. He's just like a R. Kelly. R. Kelly told you in every song what he was doing. He even had Leah to write a chapter. You know? It's just like,
man,
it happens, but let's be real. This is happening with men everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's that's what men do. Hey, they things that they doing in their life, they the best one to explain how this happens, right? All the stuff that Derek was talking about, he was doing. All the stuff that he was coming against and how a man should treat a woman, that's what he was doing with other women. That's how he was razzle dazzling them. He was probably doing videos in their parking lot. You never know. But when he did the John Gray thing and talking about John Gray, I said, oh my God, something happened. Because he just went in, you know. And I was like, he's going in too hard on John Gray. Then boom, that popped up. I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, that's why they say judge not lest ye be judged, because at that same manner you give judgment, because you judging John Gray and all whatever he done, and then you come in with the same temptation. That's why we got to be so careful and ask God to, you know, pray and ask God to keep you that you don't fall in that same temptation, because just as well as you judge a person about next week and be in the same situation.
Exactly.
So you gotta show compassion.
Our job is to restore, you know, if a person fall, restore. He said, restore such one in all meekness, lest she fall.
Yeah.
So while you pointing your hand, huh. I'll be like, Lord, be a keeper, Jesus, be a fence, Lord.
Yes, but look, like I said, only thing I didn't like about it, because you can always hear what somebody's doing. You can hear it if you really sensitive to the spirit. Right. But the only thing I was like was, why did he bring his wife on there? And like you said, she was willing, but I was like, they mustn't think that through. They couldn't have thought that through, you know, because I looked the other pictures they posted of her. She had her hair done, baby. She was fly. So why all of a sudden do we have a bonnet on? There had to be all of a sudden.
Well, she said she wasn't into, she's like, I know, she's like, I'm not into the social media stuff and this glam and stuff that, that y'all have to, that you have to look a certain way and be a certain way to be on social media, this and this and that. And so she began to, you know, explain herself about her bunny. And, you know, she kind of, you know, somebody, you, people are just so cruel. They put that picture up and like, it looked like maybe at her wedding or something or, you know.
Yeah, I saw it.
And then somebody was like, oh, she still looks homie. I'm like, I'm like,
people so cool, girl.
I'm like, you know what? I can't stand the internet. They just do too much. But
it'd be funny though, right?
They do too much.
Some stuff be funny, but it ain't right.
Yeah,
it's not right.
And I'm like, well, you know, that's just, you know, I guess they weren't expecting her, you know, her to be, because looking at him, I mean, he looked like he would be somebody that's kind of eye candy, just got it the way he looked.
Yeah.
And then
but let's be honest, social media is a place where everybody become whoever they ever wanted to be. And then look, let me tell y'all something, you know. It's just like when we around the house, honey, baby, we ain't worried about nothing. You know? You ain't worried about nobody seeing you. You know, probably got holes in your shirt and you looking at me. That's how it is. You know, huh? But let me tell you, social media has become a place where everybody can be a star, you know. And all he did was use that so that he could make money. And he was successful at it. But he messed up. When he started talking about God's people, when he started running his mouth about God's people, that's when he messed up. Yeah. I'm just saying.
It's pretty interesting.
Right. Well,
a married couple go. What'd you say?
I say, well, that gets us into our topic of how people dealing with the pandemic, because I'm pretty sure he was cheating while coronavirus.
I guess our ultimate question was, did he have his mask on? Let's move on.
Well, he said he spent most of 2020 going through all the the healing process or whatever. So he spent most of 2020 quote unquote alone because she left. So I don't know.
Glory.
Which mask we talking about?
But one thing that I didn't like though, what he said was both of them, they were saying their relationship was on the rocks. Well, before they got married, they were in and out of the relationship for quite some time. And I think 2016 is when they got married. But they dealt with infidelity before marriage.
What?
So that's one. Yeah, the relationship has been on the rocks way before now. Before they were married. I think they said they got married in 2016.
I want to say something.
So he was cheating
before they got married.
Yes.
And then
she married him.
See, that's why she's so calm. Cause he was cheating before. You know, it's like a mama bearing her cubs. If the school called her and say your son stole pencils out the teacher's desk, if the son is stealing at home, the mama knows. Yep. He did that, you know, this another incident. You know, that's how she treated. I have been through this before. Everybody needs to calm down. You know, it ain't no big deal. We getting counseling. The Lord, you know, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You know, we're more than conquerors. And, you know, not anointed. She doing all that. You know, why? Because she been there before.
I don't know. I just feel like why y'all even get married if you knew this man was struggling with infidelity in the first place? If you knew that he wasn't faithful outside of you being married, then what makes you think that that spirit is still not on him when you marry?
Because he wear them tight shirts and he didn't care. He got to, let's move on. Now I'm getting missed. I'm being missed.
She must be insecure.
I don't know, but I know she got the Lord as her shepherd, so I'm not gonna mess with that. Oh,
gotta be.
Let's get into the pandemic. Let's get into, okay, Glory, what you got for us?
Well, did he wear his mask? Anyway, you know, with everything going on, you know, I feel like we have had more drama on social media than anything when it comes to this pandemic, because I feel like because of the pandemic or whatever, everybody is at home. So when you're at home, because you don't want to go out or you're afraid of, you know, getting infected or whatever the case may be, you get bored. So with you being bored, you find stuff to get into. You know what I'm saying? So my question is, how has this pandemic affected your life positively or negatively?
Okay. Positively for me.
Yeah.
I'm saying, you know, when the pandemic started, I was in an apartment. God blessed me with money to be able to get me a home. You know, God has given me my church. God has blessed my my business. It's like so many different things have happened, positive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you say the good outweigh the bad, you know.
Right.
You know.
Well, I could say ever since the pandemic, I feel like I've gotten closer. My relationship with God has become more intense and more genuine. I mean, I've really developed a more, you know, constant study, you know. Now, at first I was so busy, you know, meeting everybody else's agenda, but I really have gotten to a place where I can study a little bit more. You know, I've received a lot of different revelations. So, this pandemic has really blessed me to kind of understand, you know, where I am in Christ, and also, you know, being able to manage my household during the pandemic. I feel like we've been more blessed than anything, you know, since. So, I mean, I'm grateful for it all.
Yeah.
Yep, same here. I mean, been blessed through it all. God has made ways and opened doors. And just being grateful for God being great, you know, for his grace and being able to be a keeper, you know, because we all been, it's been some tough times, and it's been, like we're saying, some good times, but the good outweigh the bad. So for the most part, it's been going good. Gave me more time to be to think and to get things in order and work on myself. You know, so I'm just grateful that, you know, to still be here. You know, so many people that has gone within this past year, and so many people have been diagnosed with COVID, and, you know, so just thanking God for grace, you know, that's my most ultimate gratefulness, I guess I could say it. But yeah, so like I said, just building and giving more, it gave me more time to get rest than I needed, you know, because when you go, I'm like, geez. But then now you get rest. Like you said, people then got bored because they're getting too much rest. But nevertheless, all is well and God is good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me. Okay. The pandemic, I mean, I don't know if we're coming out of the pandemic or we've, you know, they have the vaccine. A lot of people have taken the vaccine. You have a lot of people that saying they're not taking, you know. I know I was listening to the news and they were talking about some people were trying to make it mandatory for you to show your shop record when you walk in. And, you know, they said they don't, no government entity is going to do that. The Social Security Office, all that, they're not going to be doing that. Now, some businesses first, you know, businesses may decide to say, before you come in here with no mask, you need to show the card. But, you know, it's just, it's a different, we're in a different time. Nothing will ever be the same again, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
So many people, I think the pandemic on a whole caused a lot of people to start a business, you know, to really get creative and to, because, you know, when everything was going, you know, when the before the pandemic, everybody was, I got to stay on my job because, you know, I would love to start my own business, but I got to get the for show money, right? Pandemic hit, a lot of people went after their dreams, you know, it gave them time to go after their dreams. My sister started a very successful paint party business, right? And it's blowing my mind how her business has taken off, you know? So I think that we had some, what this song said, I won't complain. We had some good days and we've had some bad days. But, you know, I don't think that, you know, really can't complain. I can't.
Yes, you are. I think next, when I say that it could be negative because of fear, it causes a lot of people to be stagnated. And if you connect it to 10 people and 8 people out of 10, it has fear, then it causes you to be fearful too.
Yes, that's true.
So, I mean, I feel like negatively fear, a lot of people have gotten so fearful of something that's unseen to where it causes them to be paralyzed, you know, as far as like being able to start a business or, you know, fear, it paralyzes your mindset to where you can't think yourself clear because you feel like, you know, you got to hold on to everything. You can't spend this, you can't spend that, or I need to buy this and just in case I can't get to this, you know? So it's like fear has affected everybody negatively. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it has caused a lot of people to not operate, you know, as they should because they afraid of what may happen next. Like what's going to take place next? What if this and what if that? Like, I feel like if you have a relationship with God and you know, you on God's side, you shouldn't be fearing about nothing. Like you should be prepared for the worst or the best. Like whatever happens, you know, God is going to take care of his people. So, you know, I can't say that this pandemic has affected a lot of people with fear.
Yeah.
And I think that's the point of, you know, I have a whole nother level of the way I think of as far as the pandemic and the control of the government. That's how they can, fear is the way you can get in control of somebody. Mm-hmm. If I can make you fearful, I have power over you.
Right.
And so one thing with this pandemic and the mask and COVID and all that, I ultimately believe it's becoming into a one world order. But in order to get folks under control, you have to figure out who's going to be defiant and a way to be able to get these people under control. It has to be a traumatic situation before you can gain the control that you need. And the only way you can gain control is by putting people in fear. You have to make, in order for fear controls you. You know, when you're not fearful, you know, you're not going to be scared about whether you can do whatever. I'm not going to be scared. But when you trying to gain control over somebody, you have to make them fearful. So next thing you know, you're a robot. You're doing whatever they saying you need to do. And that's kind of how I feel about it. Even with the shot, I find a lot of people are giving in to this shot that's not even FDA approved. And it's just like, do you know what you've been putting into your body? Like you, I'm very skeptical about it. I know to each his own, and I don't judge people that do get it. But you definitely have to be led by God because you don't know what they're actually doing and what are they actually putting into your body. And how my other thing is being afraid as to how your body will react to it. That's what you don't know. Because you have some people that have passed away from getting the shot or may have had an underlying issue or it may tick something off. You just don't know because they didn't do a study on it. I mean, it came out too quick. And I don't know. I'm just very skeptical about it. But I do find a lot of people that's going through it. They got the first shot, fine. They got the second shot and be fine. But it's just down the line, is it affecting anything else? I don't know. It's just very skeptical to me.
Well, I think honestly, people, we have been getting vaccinated all our lives. And you have some people that don't get vaccines. You know, all through school, you got vaccinated, you know, for any and everything, you know. So I'm with you, Rita, you know, to each his own. And
what about? I was saying, my mom, she made a statement. She said, how is it the people who are vaccinated being affected from those who not? She said, my mama never vaccinated us. Like, she never gave us shots. So, and she said, because I feel like why would you not being vaccinated affect somebody who is? Doesn't the vaccination supposed to protect them from those who aren't? And how could a person vaccinated affect somebody who isn't? You get what I'm saying? So what exactly are you being vaccinated from? That's just the wisdom that she gave us. Because I was ready to go get my shot. You know what I mean? Because, and I'm going to tell you, it was because of fear. I was like, I need this shot. I don't really have a strong immune. I'm easily, you know, immune, like, to weather changes. Anything that happens outside, it affects my body. So I'm like, I may need to get this shot because my immune system can't fight, you know, as strong. So, but I'm, you know, when my mom was like, well, you know, if you get this shot, you know, how is it affecting you, period? And I just, you know, it just made me think about it. So I just decided not to, which I mean, for those who have gotten it, that's by their choice. You know, some people feel like some people can't need the shot because they feel like they can't, you know, fight, you know what I'm saying, on their own. With the antibodies, everybody's immune system is not as strong.
Well, they had a story where a mother was not vaccinating her son, and I don't know which illness, I don't know if it was measles or what it was, he contracted, and then a couple of children at his school contracted it. Mm-hmm. I guess it's just, like I say, it's up to the individual. It's up to that person. Me, myself, my children, I vaccinated all my children. Mm-hmm. No chicken pox, no nothing, you know, going on, you know. No bad reactions. Well, now, my son, he can't deal with penicillin. He can't deal with none of them cillins. So, you know, he has to live a very clean and healthy life because he can get no cillins, okay? But like I say, it's you got some people that are fearful and you got some people that are not, you know. But like we said earlier, to each his own, you know.
Yeah.
We got some comments. All right. Let's see some good comments. All right. Teresa says, yep, every time the numbers being vaccinated get low, they come out with a new variant. Now, California has a double variant coming on now. Next comment. Like the movie Outbreak, the year was 2021. The experimental injection made the people zombies. Teresa says, They don't know. That is the scary part to all of this. That was, you know, to something in the conversation. Keisha says, well, the U.S. is a melting pot. Let me put it on the screen. The U.S. is a melting pot. It's other people coming from other places that introduce diseases that we vaccinate for. Okay. Anybody want to say anything on that? All right. Teresa says, I've taken both vaccines now because I'm high risk, extremely high risk, but I trust in God more than anything. Amen. Amen. All right. This has been a wonderful, wonderful show. I'm going to let everybody sign out and give their final comments. Okay, we'll start with Rita.
Well, hi, this is Rita. I want to say thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us this Wednesday. Just remember, in all things, we just must trust God and trust the process. But at the end of the day, when we trust God, it's a win-win situation. So just meet us back next week, Wednesday at 10 a.m.
Right. Well, it's Glory. Today was a great show. I just want to encourage married couples, keep making each other happy. Figure out a way to keep encouraging one another. I know that true happiness doesn't come from each human body, period, but it does come from God. So find joy in whatever, in your marriage. Ask God to, you know, release joy in the marriage. You know, I do say, find ways to encourage one another. Find ways to make each other, you know, come in agreement. Figure out a way you can come in agreement where each other, you know, are effectively in a marriage. So, I mean, I'm signing out. I love y'all. I see y'all next week, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
All right. Well, I have enjoyed the show today. We went from marriage to COVID. It's okay. It's okay. I want everybody to be all right. I want you to make the decisions that's right for you. I want, if you are in a domestic violence situation, I want you to understand that you can get out. There are many resources for those that are in this type of situation. You may be scared for yourself and your kids. If you have no kids and you're just scared for yourself, we want to make sure that, and let me tell you this, you can Google, and I promise you it's like 1,500 places. But if you want to contact me, I have a person that will get you out of there. They will get you out of there and get you to a safe place, and nobody will, nobody will know. I'm just saying. We want to say we love you here on Sisters United. I want you to join us next week. I have some, listen, I got some giveaways that'll blow your mind. So you want to be on here. We want to send a shout out to Teresa Gorman. She won a giveaway and she received it. Amen. And we want y'all to make sure that you know that with God, all things are possible. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. Okay. So keep yourselves encouraged. We love you. And bye-bye. Holding on, Jackie.